From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting hurricane and storm surge watches are up for parts of Florida. Hurricane Irma is flooding parts of the Dominican Republic as it roars just off the northern coast of the island it shares with Haiti. Punta Cana Airport has reopened after being closed for several hours. Haiti's northern coast will be next, but Irma's stronger winds have yet to reach that side of the island of Hispaniola. A hurricane watch is now in effect for the Florida Keys and parts of South Florida. Mike Brennan is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The hurricane watch means there's the potential for hurricane conditions somewhere in the watch area, with tropical storm conditions could occur as soon as 48 hours from now. The storm surge watch means that there's the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation in those watch areas. Within the storm surge watch area, we could see inundation of 5 to 10 feet above ground level.
The center noted that Hurricane Irma was still an extremely dangerous Category 5 hurricane, although its winds had decreased slightly from 285 kilometers per hour to 280. Hurricane Irma cut a path of devastation across the northern Caribbean, leaving at least 10 dead and thousands homeless after destroying buildings and uprooting trees on a track Thursday that could lead to a catastrophic strike on Florida. President Trump told 800,000 young undocumented immigrants in the United States they have nothing to worry about being deported during the next 6 months while Congress works on a plan to allow them to permanently stay in the country. Trump, in a Twitter comment Thursday, said that for those concerned about your status, you need not be concerned that no action would be taken to send you back to your home countries years after your parents illegally brought them to the U.S. This is VOA News. 15 states and the national capital, Washington, D.C., filed suit Wednesday against the Trump administration's plan to stop the DACA program. They argued that Trump's decision is unconstitutional because it would deny those affected the due process of law against arbitrary punishment. President Trump said, "We will see what happens. Certainly, that is not the first choice." When asked Wednesday whether he would take military action against North Korea, Trump spoke at the White House following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping. Asked by VOA what he discussed concerning North Korea and the Chinese leader, Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. Trump described his conversation with Xi as very, very frank and very strong, saying it was a very good phone call. It lasted a long time, he said. The president added that on the recent provocations by North Korea, the Chinese president, Xi, agrees with me 100%. He does not want to see what is happening there either. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has pledged to carry out a major reorganization of the U.S. State Department. Yesterday, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Royce, was on hand as several former ambassadors and business leaders launched a report with recommendations for State Department reform at a research institution.
Royce called on Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to move quickly to fill the many vacant senior positions, both at the State Department and at U.S. embassies around the world.
The men and women of the department need an effective chain of command in order to implement administration policies and in order to carry out their crucial national security duties.
A bipartisan group of former ambassadors agreed, saying their report shows it is essential to bolster the State Department by reducing the number of bureaus and offices and making training for mid-level and senior staff mandatory. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Israel today struck a Syrian military installation in western Hama province, believed to be the site where chemical weapons are produced. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Israel believes Iranian personnel and its ally, the Lebanese Hezbollah, have been seen there more than once. The strike came hours after UN investigators blamed Syria for carrying out an April 4th sarin gas attack on the village of Khan Shaykhun that killed more than 80 people. Wednesday, U.S. envoy, Syria envoy Stephen DeMistra indicated it may be time for the opposition to acknowledge they've not won.
That's the latest world news from VOA.